Stranded Kiwis, this is another COVID story, desperate to get home, but can't because there's no room in the inn in terms of MIQ in this country at the moment, have a glimmer of hope now. With changes to the MIQ system from next week, the government stopped opening up rooms in MIQ following the Delta outbreak. Only those in emergencies could apply for a spot. Now, COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins has confirmed that pause will end on Monday morning. 3,000 rooms will be released over the September to December period, and there'll be a new online lottery system. Joining me now from London is Alexandra Burt from the Grounded Kiwis Lobby Group. Kia ora, Alexandra.
Kia ora, Brian. How are you?
I'm fine. How's it going in Blighty tonight? Or this morning, your time?
Yes, it's the morning for me. Yeah, it's good. Thank you.
Your response to the change in the system, and particularly the new lottery approach the government's talking about now?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to note, like you said in your introduction, is that it's great that this freeze has ended. It's meant for the last few weeks there's been a lot of uncertainty for people who really need to get home. And as we know, the emergency criteria threshold are so high that it's basically unattainable for most people to meet. So it's great to hear that that freeze is being lifted. With the lottery system that coming into play on Monday, we still have a lot of questions, I guess, around how this will operate in terms of the level of transparency that it will provide. It's great that people will know when the spots will be released, but there's concerns, for example, it's only going to be for an hour between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. in the morning New Zealand time. There are people in our group who work on oil rigs or are seafarers or only have limited access to internet in the countries where they are, who already know they won't be able to access the internet at that exact moment. So for people like that.
Alexandra,
less hope.
forgive me first for interrupting. Secondly, but my understanding about one of the great frustrations for people trying to come home is that you've got to spend hours at the computer, bang, 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 when positions become available. And you still don't get them, and you just either a lot of people just give up or go crazy, and then there are other ways of getting around the system which involves somebody else maybe a bot doing all this banging on the computer for you. Will the lottery get rid of that problem?
Yes, that's something that's going to be interesting to see. It definitely gets rid of the problem in terms of it's great that people now know the time. So like you said, people before were refreshing, setting alarms at crazy hours just to check on the system to see if maybe the spots were going to be released. So it's great that now there is some transparency around when that will be and how many rooms will be released in each spot, because previously there wasn't that kind of transparency, I guess. It's interesting to see, even since this announcement was released, there's already people coming up with ways that they think that they will be able to essentially cheat the system. So I think it's going to be a case of let's wait and see. You know, I've already seen people offering to accept money to try and book people's slots and things like that. So it will just, I think, be a case of let's see what happens on Monday and whether there is still ability to do that.
Well, that's the thing, and I guess I'm wondering how this lottery might work. If say, there are 100 slots and you've got 1,000 people, and it's not who applies first, but you all apply in the time, and then some computer or a random number generator then decides who gets lucky with the tickets that particular time. Is that your understanding of what you're going to be dealing with on Monday?
That's exactly right. And so for people, for example, who've been looking for the last 5 months, constantly refreshing, desperately, have absolutely desperate needs to get home, they have the exact same chance as someone who has logged into the system for the first time, doesn't really know much about it, thinks maybe they might want to head home, let's have a look and see how the system works. And so for people in those kind of former situations who are really desperate, the system doesn't really give them any hope that it's going to change their personal situation.
It maybe, however, means that now the odds are not somebody who gets lucky, who's got a good internet connection or just happen to be there at the right place at the right time. It's more about everyone's got an equal probability of getting a ticket now. as compared to before. That is the one positive I look at, I imagine there is with this system.
Yeah, so I guess everyone does have the same chance, but I guess the question is, should everyone have the same chance? You know, we've got people, for example, I basically get probably 10 to 20 messages a day from people in really desperate situations, people that are, say, 6 months pregnant and they only have a month left when they can travel. They don't have the luxury of trying for a lottery for the next 3 lotteries. This is their only shot. And other people who, you know, there's a woman I've been speaking with who needs to come back for cancer treatment, and she can only fly within a certain 2-week window. And she needs a slot in that window, and she needs to know now so she can arrange everything. So for people in those situations, they're not in the same bucket, I guess, as someone who just thinks, I don't mind having an equal chance at everyone. I'll just try my luck and see how it goes.
Alexandra, also, what safeguards, if any, are in place to stop people from, hey, getting a lottery ticket and then selling it for a huge amount of money? And who's going to stop people who are desperate from wanting to spend that amount of money?
Yeah, so at the moment, the way the system works is that you can't transfer your voucher, so you're required to enter in your passport details and can't then later on transfer that to other people. What it might be that people do is end up making group bookings, because, for example, if a family of 4 wants to get a spot, all 4 passport numbers can register.
Yeah.
So we've got single individuals who say, well, that's not fair because I've only got 1 shot. So it might be that people try to set up systems where they, you know, register multiple different passport details, or these are the kinds of things that people are talking about, you know, to try and cheat the system. So it's just going to be a case of seeing what happens and the government being really on top of it and making sure they can confirm that it is fair.
3,000 rooms between now and December. Is that going to be enough? We did some really, really primitive maths before. There are about 2,000 members of Grounded Kiwi, and that's really, really primitive.
3,000 now.
3,000, right. So do you think the numbers are enough for those who want to come home before the summer?
Absolutely. Well, at the moment, not. They're saying that there will be more releases, so I think this 3,000 is just the first one. So that's one of the questions that we have is, okay, well, this is the first one. What are the later releases going to be? How many rooms total are going to be released? But what is very clear is that supply will not meet demand, and the government knows that, and they have stated that is the case. So in our view, it's then about making sure that that's done in the most fair an equitable way in the short term, while we understand, obviously, vaccination rates need to increase in New Zealand. But then the longer term question is, well, supply should be able to meet demand, and what are we going to do to ensure that that can happen?
One last question, Alexandra. You might, from Monday, be getting spots again in MIQ, but what about getting your flights? And has the price of flying back to New Zealand gone up? It always goes up for people coming back here in the summer months, New Zealand summer months. But what's your intel on the price of flying back from next week?
Yeah, I haven't actually looked since the announcement was made to see what the prices are. They definitely, obviously, I mean, we're in a global pandemic. Prices are more expensive than they were, and people appreciate that is the case. I think the difficulty is with flights getting cancelled, or if countries implement quarantine requirements, or what we saw last New Zealand summer, I guess, was countries like Singapore shutting off to transit and all of the difficulties that poses. So it's not just buying the flight and paying the price of that. It's the logistical issues, the potential for cancellation, the which route are you going to have to fly. People are flying, you know, there's been people from Australia recently flying to Singapore just to then come back into New Zealand, because that's the only route that they can fly to get in. So it's all of those other issues as well as just the cost.
Alexandra, thank you very much for joining us this morning, your time, this evening, our time.
Yes, thanks, Brian.
That's Alexandra Burt from Grounded Kiwis, the group advocating for New Zealanders trying to get home and into those MIQ spots.